ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with your hosts, Christine, Marie, and Julie. Today, they're going to talk about some very exciting things. They're going to talk about a meteor shower and a UFO experience. They're also going to talk about growing up Catholic and a psychic experience. And at the very end, they're going to entertain you with some lovely limericks. And I'm Stormin' Norman. And last night you were in my room. Now my bed sheets smell like you. I'm in love with your body.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. How you doing, Mama?
Hello. How is everyone here today?
Everyone is fine.
Good.
You're in your mother mode today.
Am I?
Okay. Or your teaching mode.
Possibly.
Well, I hope you're into having a little fun today.
Sure.
As Norman might have already said, we've got a good banging show with some limericks.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think that it's going to make everybody real happy and joyful.
Nothing like setting it up.
I know. Well, we'll see. We'll see how they go. Well, if people laugh, I'll tell a story.
I mean, like,
about that.
When Normano and I watch comedy specials on Netflix, first of all, you see how many stars they got.
Right.
And then they're always like, oh, man, tonight you're going to have a great show. You know, like, oh, I hope I'm not getting set up for a great big fall,
Right.
So far, I saw the Dana Carvey one,
yeah,
which was good, and it was fairly clean, which is kind of nice, in case, little kids come down and
right,
from upstairs and they catch you listening to the show, And then we heard Russell Peters, who Almost Famous, he's an international comedian. Hey, I don't know how well known he is here in the States, but he's known everywhere.
Right.
In the world, and he's like the richest comedian ever.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure. You could look it up and see.
Or maybe like from comedy. Yeah, like I got to know like movie people. Like
did I say comedian?
You did.
That's what I meant to say, comedian.
Well, no, like comedians that also make movies.
Oh,
like,
got it. Got it.
Little Hart.
Yeah.
Little Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Yeah, The Rock or two as well,
Yeah,
I guess
Would you consider Rock a comedian? He's certainly got comedic presence.
Yeah.
Or comedy. Do you think comedian? Yeah, comedian.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see him doing stand-up.
No. But if we give Rock a challenge,
yeah,
he'll take it.
Because he's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Exactly.
I'll have to tell him.
Okay.
And he will.
The challenge is for you to have a
gauntlet.
The
gauntlet has been laid.
A 2-minute comedy stand-up.
Yes.
Well, I've given you that challenge for New Year's.
Yeah.
And
I'm working on it.
I know, all the time.
And so far I've gotten the thing is going to be the ending. Well, it's going to come full circle.
Right.
But the ending is that me and Dad are going to be, we're going to be carnies. And we're going to travel, to different fairs and little things as carnies.
Okay.
And sell funnel cakes.
Okay.
And corn dogs.
You
can see that, right?
I can see this. I can see where it's going.
And maybe even donuts.
Well,
that people stand in line for blocks.
I love that.
Yeah.
Just
to have, freshly made donuts.
Donuts.
Not the kind that are made and then sold. This is like you make them. First you buy them, then we make them.
Right, which I love that
as
concept.
As opposed to we make them, then you buy them.
Right. Yeah. People are like, well, how else do you make it? Well, we remember back in the day when Krispy Kremes came on the market.
And they have a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
And a red hot sign.
Hot donuts. Yeah. And you're like, pull that car in.
That's right.
I don't care if we just had steak dinner. We're getting a dozen donuts.
That's right.
Like when it tasted like heaven.
Yes, because when they select a new pope,
Yeah.
They have black smoke and they have white smoke that comes out of the chimney at the Vatican. As opposed to black smoke.
Oh,
and so
Pope isn't picked.
So we're going to be like totally doing the white smoke.
Well, I thought it was cute because we were driving by a carnival the other day and I go, stop the brakes. Well, it was me telling myself that since I was driving. And you're like, what's going on? I go, for the first time ever, I saw because you said maybe we'll do a carny, we'll do like rides. I said,
no,
because too much liability.
Too much like, yeah.
You just want me to have meats either.
Fruit trucks.
I don't want to sell meats. I don't want to sell veggies.
No.
And then this kiosk
yeah.
in the middle of the carnival right. just said fried dough.
Fried dough. Thought,
that covers donuts.
That's everything.
Covers funnel cake.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Or
everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything donuts. Fried churros.
Yeah.
I mean.
What's that? What's that one you get at Taco Bell?
Isn't that a churro?
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought it was with P.
Empanadas?
Yeah.
That's dough filled with apples.
Just fried dough.
Yeah. Fried dough.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's
I'm going to have people back. Standing in line.
Well, and it was funny.
Around the block.
You know, yesterday was not a sugar day for me. Like, it was a sugar off day, you know, and we were, was that on Thursday? It was Friday. Was it Thursday? I don't know. We were together, of course. But whatever. And you go, oh, Julie, I hate to tell you this. I go, what? I think I just saw Cliff's Donuts.
Yeah.
And Cliff's Donuts are our local donut guy. It's a food truck.
Yeah.
And he makes his donuts for you.
He makes his donuts for you. Go in, put your order in, but you have to wait because then he makes them.
And they're hot and fresh.
Around here, I mean, really like almost all of northern Illinois.
Right.
Everybody knows Cliff's Donuts. And like the mayors of small towns, if they have anything, they contact Cliff.
Right.
And say, bring your food truck.
Last year, last year was the first year I had a Cliff's Donuts, because I was walking around Little Oregon and Oregon and Illinois, and I saw a guy goes, and he was just loving these donuts.
Yeah.
Young kid, he loved like 22 year old.
He had them all loving in his mouth. He had like a squirrel has nuts in his mouth.
He goes, these are Cliff's Donuts. These are awesome.
Yeah.
I go, and he goes, are they worth waiting in line for? Because I saw the line.
It's huge.
And I've gone to these fairs before, seen the line for Cliff's, and said, I'm not waiting in line for donuts.
Right.
F that. That ain't gonna happen for me.
Well, I remember you decided to wait in line, and the mayor of, was it Mount
Stillman
Morris?
Stillman Valley.
Oh, Stillman Valley.
Yeah.
She was right there behind you.
Yes.
And she's like, I have Cliff's Donuts every time we have a town hall event or do anything.
Cliff's comes. Call for Cliff's.
And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. I said, find out if it's a franchise. It's not. It's just Cliff and his donuts. I'm like, Norman's Donuts.
Yes.
Or Chris's donuts.
Christine Marie's.
That's right. I don't even understand
why there's frozen dough or fried dough.
Fried dough. There's like a huge market here.
Yeah, exactly.
So again, that's going to be. I mean, I understand we're talking reality, but all good comedy is based in reality.
Well, yes, it very.
So when I start having my, you know, my comedy routine, and me and Norm are carnies selling fried dough.
Right, and no one has a market on donuts, for heaven's sakes.
No, there's no patent on it.
No, but what the difference is, like Krispy Kreme, it's like, oh my God, you get a hot donut.
Right.
Oh my God, you get Cliff's, you get a hot donut.
Yeah.
And
you get a donut made to order.
Right. Well, they only make one kind.
The one you want. The one made
to order.
The
one you'll take.
Yeah.
Like he's a donut Nazi, a soup Nazi.
You'll take this
soup and you'll enjoy it.
That's right.
I only have one kind of donut. It's a cake donut with cinnamon sugar on top.
Yeah.
But because
it
comes
warm.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. Did somebody call me? Okay. Just hearing somebody talking to me now.
Oh.
I literally heard it in my name. I literally heard my name. Or
did you
name
really?
In my ear. Did you hear anything?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Well, that's scary based on what you were telling me about last night.
Okay.
You saw a UFO.
Oh. Okay, well,
no.
I'm going to share this story.
A UFO, no. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But anyway, well, that's what was, by the way, oh, no, was my reaction when you said, oh, there's Cliff Donuts. And I said, no. I said, yeah, right there. I go, is he just on a, like on a table? Like, already?
I go, no.
He go, no,
he's here.
By a truck.
He's here.
I go, no.
He's taking orders.
I go, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm invoking my grit. I'm invoking my willpower. I said, screw you, Joe. You stand donuts or what? Skill Cliff's Donuts. Screw you. How dare you come here? And I said, I will see you at the Christmas party. And I will buy 12 donuts from you that time.
That's right. But you've had them not warm and not fresh.
They're not good.
And they're just adequate.
Well, there's a donut then.
They're a donut.
It literally is.
Standing in line for an hour to get a warm donut.
And because it was my first time, and maybe become when Christmas comes, I mean, also at that point, because they were smart, they had all the food trucks in one area.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Right, right.
So as, you know, we waited for dinner time, and as we were sitting in line for Cliff's, you know, Doug went and got us dinner at different kiosks and brought it back to us. We're munching on it.
So by the time you got there, you're ready for dessert.
Yeah, we'll have our dessert.
Yeah.
You know, and probably consumed 1,000 calories, you know. And So that was but I was proud of myself to invoke.
You
grit.
Did not have your that. Well, you did not have sugar on your sugar on your non-sugar day.
Exactly, because I'm trying to rack those babies up one after another and so forth. But right. You know, so I was very
because we all know those little Lyme bacteria love sugar.
Oh, they love them and they multiply with my neuritis.
Yes,
I'm gonna try and do everything possible to make my immune system strong.
That's right.
There's an autoimmune thing going on. That little tick is.
He had his way with you.
I'm going to tell you right. If he didn't die on me, I'm going to find that tick. I'm going to kill it.
That's right.
I'm going to
kill it. Stab it.
Stab it. I'm going to torture that little thing. No,
well,
I'll
you know,
step on it fast.
I've made it my
mission.
Yeah, my mission to find out other celebrities other than Julie
yes.
Marie who have Lyme.
Right.
Alec Baldwin.
President George Bush.
President George Bush.
There's a lot more.
There's a lot more. Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
I can't even remember all of them, but there was like pages. Oh, that girl, she's like from Canada, and
yeah.
She's a singer.
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. Yeah.
Oh, no, is that right? Yeah. Is it the same last name as Adam Lavigne?
Yeah, Levine.
I don't know.
But she
we
has
know that
it.
Canadian girl.
Yeah.
She had Lyme disease.
Yeah.
And I got lucky because I got sick right away.
Yeah.
And I had the picture of the bug bite on me.
Right.
Because, you know, you're like, oh, I got a picture of that.
Yeah.
You know.
And now we've had, I don't know how many county health departments have called us,
yes.
called you and asked for your picture.
Yes.
I mean, the picture of your bug bite.
Yes,
not just,
exactly.
Give me a picture of your jewels.
We'll put it on our wall.
Yeah.
We've got a wall of Lyme disease.
But I guess it's highly unusual to have, you know, the picture
right.
of the little Lyme bug bite. And so,
right.
I mean, that one from Rochelle, I mean, she contacted you like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, I
she
know.
She was like, this was her mission to get the bug bite picture.
I know. Well, because then the state called and said, does she have a picture of this? Can you get it back to us
right.
and all that stuff?
Right.
So that was very interesting.
So I wouldn't be surprised if at some point CDC knocking on your door, just like how Manafort got raided.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the CDC to come and say, "Sit down, Julie. We need to confiscate
yeah.
that picture."
Exactly. Well, I was so grateful because the first time I had Dad take, because it's at a weird spot and was behind my knee.
Yeah.
And so Normano took a picture of it for me.
I know.
And the first one, I almost died laughing.
We all did.
I said, I cannot show this to anybody. Because what do you mean? Well, first of all, he starts laughing.
Yeah.
And I go, what's
wrong? He looks
wrong?
At it, yeah.
He goes, oh, nothing. Nothing. And I was like, it looked like a butthole.
It did.
Because it was like,
and it's still, and it, I, you know, like when you take the picture.
Yeah.
And you make it that you go like that and you move your fingers and it makes it like come and close.
Yeah.
It still kind of does.
Right. Because he
but now you have this, though. I noticed that the first one you didn't, but on the second one you are pointing to it
perspective.
As if like this is can't be a butthole because I have my finger here pointing to it.
And it's too hard.
That'd be too hard to do.
Yeah. Well, and the second I said, Normano, this is no perspective. There's no perspective. You got right up in there, and it looks horrible. I can't sell this to anybody, and I have to take it. I would have to let's erase it now,
yeah.
just in case anybody does find it.
I mean,
people will go.
I know. I can see like all these
horrible.
Health departments that like, oh God, you got to see this one.
I go,
it's going to go viral.
It's going to go viral. I don't know how it happened. She got in the butt. And they're like,
How did that happen? How did that tick get in her butthole?
Yeah, but it didn't.
No.
It was in behind my knee.
That's right.
And so you realize that a picture does not necessarily tell 1,000 words or
that's
10,000
right.
words or
that's
whatever
right.
the words it says.
Yes.
It can lead you astray. So trust nothing, people. Trust nothing.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Well, and then as a CSI professional wannabe, I realize you need perspective because when they take pictures, they have their little handy ruler.
Yes.
Their angled ruler. And
yes.
So I use my finger as a pointer and then I go behind the knee and perspective. And then little Charlie Ray's paws were in there too. And I'm like, well, more perspective. You probably couldn't tell because it matched the sheets because he was weak color.
You met Elliot, right?
Oh, I said Charlie Ray?
Yeah.
His feet were there too in spirit.
Aww.
He was around.
Aww.
You know.
I was just thinking about him yesterday.
Yeah. I miss that dog.
I do too.
I miss that dog.
Especially since Elliot is like, He's, I don't know what to say.
Nothing. You can't say anything because we decided yesterday that the one thing that would change our life for the better would be to him be better trained. And that's my, you gave me two jobs to do. Pretty big job, by the way.
Train the dog.
Train the dog. And
no, you know what I did say, though? What I did say when we found out that Mistosos has a poodle, a miniature poodle left, what did I say?
Trade him in. Yeah, I just said that's just kind of not right. And then I thought,
who would take him, first of all?
First of all. And I, exactly. And, you know, I know. And I kind of believe in the buyer's remorse, like buyer's beware. Like, hey, you bought it, you keep it.
As opposed to buyer's remorse?
Both. Like, hey, you bought it, you keep it, you got to work with it.
Yeah.
Because he's got sweet moments.
He's got a good heart. He's got a good heart.
He's 90% he's got a good sweet soul. And 10%
red zone. He just doesn't have any middle.
No.
He's darling, and then he's not.
And so, I mean, if Caesar Milan came in, he'd probably figure out a way. I'm not sure what the way would be because
he'd have to rehabilitate us.
Yeah, he would because he's like, you give this dog way too much space. He's running around your house like crazy, running, chasing squirrels, goes from upstairs to downstairs all around, barking like crazy, find that squirrel. And you got bunny rabbits totally taunting you in the backyard. I'm like, I know we do. So I know. So I want to talk about now my night last night. So last night was the meteor shower. And so on Saturday morning at 4 a.m., I woke up, went to the middle of our subdivision intersection to look north, and I saw like five or six, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the moon was out, so it was still pretty bright, but the stars were still pretty clear. And it was, I had just gotten done listening to some NPR story or a TED Talk or something about the 4 a.m. hour. Like, you know, go out at 4 a.m. and just observe the world because at 4 a.m. nothing's going down. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Mm-hmm. People are, you know, typically you're already home from partying all night, and very rarely are you up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. out going to work. That's not true for our family, but on a Saturday morning,
possibly.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't see anybody drive by.
But we have, I mean, you could, from where we live, we don't look like we have neighbors, but at 4:40 every morning, we have a guy that gets in his car and smokes a cigarette.
Right.
He just drives around
with his muffler
and music while he smokes his cigarette and then just goes back.
And anytime I think someone's complaining about us, I just want to say, I want to find this guy and complain about him.
Yeah. And we had some new people move in. I mean, again, they're not near us, but these parents think that there's nobody around.
Right.
I mean, they must think that they're like in, and so they let their kids drive their little cars, you know, little kid cars.
Six, 7 year olds, if that.
In little kid cars in the middle of the street, like they're just driving a car.
Right.
So you can just come down any road and these kids will be in the lane.
Well, especially since the average age of people who live here are either people with young kids like them, or like you said, I mean, I think four of our neighbors are over 75.
Yeah, easy.
And driving.
Right.
I'm not saying they have bad vision, but I'm just saying.
You wouldn't want your kids to be on the same road as.
I wouldn't want them to be on the same road with the kids.
Right.
I wouldn't want, at some point you go, you know what, if one driver is slightly impaired, people can get through the day. But then you got 6-year-olds driving cars.
Yes.
And 75-year-old people not expecting 65, 66-year-old driving cars.
And these kids.
Like little tiny cars.
Little tiny cars.
They can't see.
No.
You know, but
they think they're in the proper lane and all that stuff.
Give them a break.
And see, 2 years before, I had a problem because somebody was letting their kids drive golf carts.
Right.
Because this is a golf cart community. Most people just travel in golf carts.
Right.
Carts. And
not like 15, 14-year-old people driving golf carts.
No, these are like 3- and 4-year-olds with their dogs and their coolers.
And the kids, and no parents.
No parents.
They have a six-pack just up to the back.
They're flying a Muslim flag or an ISIS flag.
Most likely. Yeah, that would not happen.
Not here, goddammit.
Exactly. Not here. So it is interesting. Like, because I'll see Greg will text us or send us pictures of his kids riding those little cars, mm-hmm. you know, and but he lives in a cul-de-sac,
right?
So he only has to legitimately look at one side of the road.
Yes, exactly.
It's like so, but here I think in some ways because the neighbors are so spread apart, mm-hmm. no one is that careful.
No, nobody's careful.
Very few people actually stop at yeah. stop signs.
No,
or like look to see if anybody's coming.
Yeah,
and with. The gray, everything's so darn green.
Yeah,
and,
it's hugely lush now because of all the rain we've
and
had.
And because it's, I mean, it's August. Usually by now, things yeah. are not, you know, are getting a little bit brown.
Yeah.
Nothing's brown.
Nothing.
Nothing's brown.
It's just called weather, honey.
Yeah.
It's not called climate change.
No, it's just weather. I'm it's okay weather. With weather. We'll mm-hmm. deal. I think we need to market climate change differently anyway and just mm-hmm. call it pollution. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're polluting our world. Let's clean up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's clean up the ocean. Stop putting plastic in the ocean. Mm-hmm. That'd be mm-hmm. lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? So anyway, and I learned that from Arnold Schwarzenegger. About change. We're not marketing it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is all marketing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Because what happens is, just sidetrack, I don't really want to talk about this. You know, you'll have someone say, but I heard if, you know, like all the penguins produce enough methane that could kill us, you know? Or if a volcano explodes, that's enough methane.
Yeah, exactly.
Except that when a volcano explodes, it also sets up this huge amount of cover, so the sun can't get through.
Oh, correct, right.
So
right.
it like it sends up a lot of pollution, and then also the pollution protects
an umbrella.
Yeah, I finer minds can try and solve these problems. I can just do what I can do.
Yeah.
And which is his prey.
Which is going to be like live in the basement for 2 weeks.
Yeah, if this thing go down.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, last night was the, real quick, was the asteroid.
Shower?
Shower, the meteor shower. And how awesome was that? So Doug calls me in the morning. He's like, which he never calls me right in the morning, like 9 o'clock. I'm like, oh, this is weird. And he goes, what do you think about meeting Quinn and Joey in DeKalb? To see the meteor shower. We'll go find a place. I'm like, well, that's fine. That'd be kind of cool. And I looked into it. You know, it's like the moon doesn't come up until 10:50. So I'm like, okay. So by the time it gets dark, we have until like 10:50 to kind of really get some good views. And we'll go. So we met up with them. And we had dinner first. It got there late, like 8:30.
It was Joey's birthday.
It was Joey's birthday. This is what pissed me off. And you always... And I never... I don't have big fights with Doug with him. I do it behind, like in front of him through other people. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the way I got to do it. Because he does not fight fair. Because he doesn't play like he knows what I'm talking about, you know, like that thing. So anyway, and I just don't want to do, I don't want to spend my time wasting, like trying to retrain this, you know, so this is how I do it. So anyway, he had told me, I go, oh, I'm going to give Joey a call right now and tell him happy birthday. And he goes, no. Don't. When we get together, we'll do it together. I'm like, okay. Well, I go, that sounds fine. When we get together, we'll do a Snapchat and we'll sing and all that stuff and we'll do it together. I go, that's no problem. So I get in his car. It's like 6 o'clock or whatever. And I go, did you say happy birthday, Joey? He goes, yeah, I did. I go, you son of a bitch, because you told me not to do it. And I call him SOB and he goes, I know. And I go, okay. And I immediately called Joey up. I said, happy birthday, Joey. I go, I would have called you at like at 9:30 this morning or 10 o'clock, but Doug here said, do not call him. We'll do it together. And then he just told me that he already called you and said, happy birthday. And he starts laughing. And I go, so consider this your happy birthday notification that it would have came this morning, but someone told me not to. And so, that was how I handled it. I took care of it right away. But it was like, dude, really? You're going to tell me not to do it and then like go and do it anyway? And I should have known that was it. But I also know that I didn't want to call. I'm like, well, he asked me not to call. And I'm like, I don't care. You know, and I'm not going to go behind his back and do it. I'll do it in front of his face and call and so forth. So anyway, we got to the place. So You're like smiling.
Well, I just think it's okay that he does it behind your back.
No, it's not okay.
But it's not okay if you do it behind his back.
Because I'm better than him.
Got it.
Yada, yada, yada. So
get back to the meteor shower.
Sure. Then anyway, as we get to a low in the rain, as I see your expressions on your face and so forth. So here we're at the meteor shower. And we found, four main streets away from the beginning of DeKalb. So DeKalb is surrounded by corn. Hence, they have a corn festival every year.
Yeah, coming up.
Probably this weekend.
Probably. Weekend. Yeah. I think it's always the last weekend of August.
Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah. So they're going to have a big corn festival. Yeah. And so we're looking for a place to park the car that is close to DeKalb, but far enough from DeKalb to not have the...
See the lights.
Yeah.
I'm not have the lights, right.
Three country roads from DeKalb, I tell them to turn, and literally, right there, there's the DeKalb water facility. And it's a very small building, and no lights anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like...
Perfect.
In a big parking lot. Perfect. I'm like, here we're going to stay.
Yeah.
Right here. And so we did, and we found the place, and we went there, and... saw them in your showers, and Quinn was so happy because she's going to Bermuda for her job. Mm-hmm. She works with lawyers, and she's like, I'm going to Bermuda. I'm like, oh my God, that's
so
great.
She's so excited.
She goes, does your mom have any information for me? Because she's so right on track with me. She told me I'd have a job that I would travel the world with, mm-hmm. and I'm going someplace in October. I'm going to Bermuda now. And she told me I would get this job, but it would take a while. And the first time they told me, no, I didn't have a job. Mm-hmm. So literally I had to wait mm-hmm. until someone else needed me mm-hmm. to get the job. And it was like, I don't know, 2 months, 3 months.
It was a while.
And you just kept saying, I don't know, I still see you having this job.
Right.
So you just kind of kept it there.
Yeah, because I had done a reading for her.
Yeah.
This was a while ago. Like over a year ago.
Right, because she's had the job from October, mm-hmm. I think. So whatever it was.
Yeah, and I had done the reading way before October.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you just, and I think probably because it took her 2 months to get the job anyway. Mm-hmm. So right around this time. And mm-hmm. I said, I will ask her because she's right on track with you, right mm-hmm. on target. Mm-hmm. And I said, I just heard this interesting story. Now, I probably have heard the story before, but I did not remember my mom telling me. Mm-hmm. And I really don't remember you telling me this whole story. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of your stories. I've heard stories about... your mom getting really angry because the vacuum cleaner was broken, mm-hmm. and just by coincidence at bingo that night, that one of the biggest winnings was going to be a vacuum cleaner. And you said, "I will win that vacuum cleaner for my mother if it kills me." And your grandma took you
right.
And
I had a beggar.
Yeah,
me.
I got to win the vacuum cleaner, and then you won.
Then I had to go. Then I had to get the bingo for it.
Yeah, and you got the bingo. Yeah. You won.
Yeah.
And then you took it back, and your mom was less than enthused.
Yes.
I think there was a reason for it. What was it?
It wasn't an electric vacuum cleaner. It was just like one of those kind that you
Swifter.
Push.
Oh, okay.
Like you push, and it has the rotating things.
Yeah. But still, you want it.
Better than a broom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But not only that, did she not realize that you claimed
what
it?
I had to do?
Yeah, what you had to do psychically? Literally, the earth stopped moving. So Superman had to grow backwards, And you won that thing. And so I've heard stories like this all the time. And then you told me another story. And I said... So my mom went to Catholic school.
So you're telling them the story now.
We're watching
you're
stars.
You're watching stars. So it's dark outside.
It's completely dark out.
Okay, I get
we're
it.
We're in a country road. We're surrounded by corn.
Yeah, and you just talked
beautiful
about...
Beautiful stars. Now, gratefully, we can see the DeKalb lights about a mile away. So I don't feel horribly scared.
Right.
Because if it would have been near us...
And remember what
scary.
I told you about cornfields?
Yes, and I told them that.
Did you tell them
yes,
that?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said, by the way, look around. If you see a blue orb on top of the corn.
Did you tell them I told you this?
Yeah, my mom told me this. It's like a sign of UFOs.
Right.
And so keep a lookout. And so we're all looking up. It's really beautiful out. And it's crisp, so you don't feel getting buggy or hot. I mean, it's like 55 maybe. It was a gorgeous night. And it's not too late. Like, you're not tired yet. And so we're looking, we go, oh, there's one. And Joey goes, and he had kept messing him for some reason. He kept, wasn't looking in the right spot.
Oh, I get it. Uh-huh.
And he goes, I want to see one for my birthday wish. I'm like, okay. And then he just saw one. And I'm like, oh my God, there it is. That's your birthday wish. And I go, wouldn't it be awesome if we see a UFO, but does not make contact. I clarified. And we win the Powerball tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, and so 5 minutes later, Quinn goes, oh my God, I see a UFO. Mm-hmm. And I know I just jumped around the story because I wanted to get to your story, mm-hmm. but it's kind of all the same thing.
But I don't, you hadn't told the story first, had you?
No,
had
I don't think so. No, mm-hmm. I haven't because it's all happening at the same time.
Right.
So, because I go, oh my God, did somebody see a flashing light over here? Quinn's like, I did, and that must be a meteor coming straight down, you know, because it was a big flashing light. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God. And then I go, and she goes, I think I saw it again. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was like the tail coming through. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's weird. And then like a second later, she saw it again. And she's like, oh my God, I think I'm seeing a UFO. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, what the heck is it? And it was literally just, it was just flash a big light.
Yeah.
And not, and disappear.
And disappear.
Flash a big light.
Yeah.
And disappear.
Yeah.
And then it did this and it just circled us. For literally 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Find this. Yeah, that's awesome.
And Quinn and I were like hiding behind the car for a second. Yeah, like, what do we do? What do we do?
We do not want to make contact.
We said we didn't want to make contact, but we say thank you for the show.
Exactly.
Thank you for the show, but we did not want to make contact. We're not there for that. You know, they're like, we don't give a crap. Yeah. But that was
they,
kind of.
They might respect that.
Yeah, I think that, well,
they would respect
it. They gave
it.
Us a show.
Yes.
That was kind of fun.
Yes.
And it was kind of scary, but I'm used to seeing things.
Yes, we are.
And so, and of course, in our analytical minds, we're like, well, it could be a weird plane. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But Quinn and I are like going, I don't know if this is a plane. I'm literally seeing this. It's like flash big ones. Wait, like a half of thing, you know, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
A little flash. But it wasn't going any. It was,
no,
it, like
it was circling.
It
you.
Was kind of circling for 10
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly. That's
a plane.
That's
should
hugely
go further than that.
Right,
you know.
Right.
I think. And so that was weird.
Yeah.
And then I go, maybe we won the lottery. That would be awesome. That would be totally awesome. And so, and during this time, I'm also telling the story as we're, and in between telling the story, we'd hear, oh, like, and we all go, where was it? And by that time, it was gone because it happened like this. These are the meteors.
Yeah, that's fast. Yeah.
And so you don't have time to look.
I remember my last meteor shower, we were on top of Mount Lemmon in Arizona. And it's like one of the higher altitudes.
Tucson, right? Or near, south of Tucson?
Near Tucson. Yeah, it was called Mount Lemmon. And I can remember that it was probably about midnight one.
Right.
And there was nobody there on top of this mountain. And it was just Norm and me. And we had some old-timey Willie Nelson tape on. And it was just like we would play it over and over in a loop and just watch these stars. And it was like
magical.
Magical.
Yeah. Isn't that great, though, that you can feel that magic from? Yeah.
So you were feeling magic.
I was feeling magical. And then I was, because I was also connecting with you and talking about you and how cool you are and, about how psychic you are. You
oh,
know?
So you're telling me you're going to tell the story then?
Yeah. And then, so then all of a sudden I said, I go, you know, my mom has always been Catholic, went to a Catholic school. And in third grade, she's conveying the story. And during this time, I said, my mom's been also listening to Gaia.com and we're hearing a lot about Jesuits and just weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hearing this. So I'm not surprised by the story, but I'm also very surprised it happened to my mom. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how I always knew the nuns were mean, and mm-hmm. so were the priests. Mm-hmm. I mean, to her, they were just mean, abusive people. They would mm-hmm. hit you with rulers. Mm-hmm. They would slap you on the back of the head for no reason. You never knew what the rules were of how not to get hit.
Right.
You just didn't know.
Right.
And so you're like, oh, okay, that's crazy. And so you were informed in third grade that there was going to be an IQ test.
Yes.
And you had no idea what that meant. And you're like, what is an IQ test? But what the nuns told you was, if you didn't pass the test and get a good score on the test,
right,
you'd have surgery so that you would not have kids.
Right.
You could. And you're like,
yeah.
What?
And at this point, I can remember going like, I probably don't care because I want to be a nun anyway. I was just like, I just had no
idea. Which I lucked out for because you weren't no nun. You were no nun, girlfriend.
I was no nun. But I just thought, okay, I'll become a nun if I can't have kids. But I went home and really thought about it and prayed about it. Like, you know what? I got to do really good on this test.
Yes. I'm going to do really good in this test. I mean, you can't study for it.
No.
An IQ test.
No.
So you go in the next day and you take the test.
Right.
And like a couple days later in class, maybe the next Monday or whatever, whenever the test results come back, mm-hmm. you get pulled out of class.
Right.
And you're told that you got the highest score ever.
Right.
And on your IQ test, and that there's another teacher here that's going to keep testing you.
A special teacher.
A special teacher.
Yeah.
And so.
And they take me into this little tiny room.
Yeah.
with like really weird
this
lights.
It's a Catholic school.
Yeah. And this is an Ice Cube teacher.
They threaten to, what do they call them when they take out,
Yeah.
What's that word?
What is that? I don't know. What is it? What the hell? What are we,
yeah. Yeah. You can't have kids anymore.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I can't think of the name of it. That's funny. Crazy.
Yeah. I already told you that. And now they pull out this third grader, takes you to this private room with a teacher by yourself.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, like you said, she's like wearing a lab coat.
Yeah, and there's weird lights because lights today always mess you up.
Yes, like they still do.
Because the new lights with that are quote-unquote natural light looking, you're like, I hate those natural lights looking.
Yeah.
I need the ones that are soft yellow.
Yeah.
Exactly. So do you want to tell the story now?
No.
Okay.
No.
So anyway, if I make a mistake, tell me, okay?
You're doing a great job.
So anyway, you're in this room, and you're sitting across on a desk, and you're sitting across from this woman, and she says, I want you to tell me what's on this card. And you're going, and she doesn't show you the card. She shows you the back of the card.
Right.
And you're supposed to guess. And you're not really sure what she's wanting from you.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of just guessing. And like some of the, but does she show you the card afterwards?
Yes.
Or no?
Yeah.
So, and you said some of the pictures were like a moon
and a moon with like a little ball at the bottom of it.
Yeah. And like a sun and then a sun with waves underneath.
Through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just weird stuff. And you're supposed to guess what they were.
Right.
And you have no idea how well you did.
No.
You have no idea.
No.
And so, but you went back to class.
Yes.
Now, I'm telling them all this story. They're like listening intently. Like, this is a wild story.
Yeah.
And I go, and then 2 days later, you get pulled out of class again.
Yeah.
And you're going to this courtyard for the school, which I know is there because I've seen the school, you know. And they bring out like this old-fashioned chalkboard that's on wheels, which we've all seen.
Yes.
I don't know if kids have chalkboards anymore.
I don't even know either.
Yeah. And on it is two looking equations. And you're like, you have no idea what's going on.
Right.
And
I wouldn't even have known that they were equations.
Yeah, you're like,
now,
what am I going to do out here? Because all you know is that you're now separated from your friends, and what are they doing in
and
there?
And that makes me feel sad.
Right. And you're like, what all am I here doing? And they're like,
they told me that it was because I had done so well on this test, that this was like a gift.
It's
a present, you know? But all I can remember was looking up at the windows of my classroom, and feeling very lonely. Like what's going on with my friends? You know, are they having the surgery?
I didn't know. Oh yeah, that's so sad. You thought all your kids have, like your friends, were having surgery at that moment, or given a magic pill to become sterile.
That's it.
That's the word.
That's it.
Sterilization. They sterilized it. That'd be horrible.
Yeah. I think that they actually might have, you bet someplace in Google or someplace you could find out about sterilization of children in the 50s.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
You were doing that, and then you asked your teacher, well, what do you want me to do here? We want you just to clean the erasers. That's it. Just clean the erasers. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay. And I used to have that job when I was going to school in third grade. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved our teacher. And I would go, hey, we'll help you clean the classroom up after school. What would you have to do? And I was like, well, go ahead and clean the erasers.
Yeah. And you just meant hitting them together, right?
And then you just get filled with chalk, breathing it in. So, and that's what you did. And you had no idea what these equations meant. And I remember talking to you, and you said, and looking back, the words this and this come up. And you said, do you remember what you said?
I said polymorphous crystallization process.
Yes. Now, you know anything
about
that?
That's what I said back then.
Yeah. You said that back then.
Yeah.
I had
no idea what it meant.
I know. And something about rust, but what is very interesting, I did Google that.
You did, yes.
And it is something.
It is something.
But you have no idea what the heck it is.
And they still don't, do they? They're still kind of working on this process? Or?
Yeah, I couldn't read. I mean, literally, it was written by a company.
A drug company for
peers, experts. And so I'm I have no idea what they're talking about.
No, I didn't either.
And so I thought, this was amazing that you at third grade pulled these words out.
Yeah.
And that you at this, I mean, and there's no way you would hear these words.
None.
CNN,
None.
Fox, MSNBC, they wouldn't just pull these words out. Something like, oh, and then Trump discussed the new ruling on polymorphia as a crystallization. Like, what? What rules are those? I don't think so. So it was
and it was interesting because there was a barrel next to the blackboard.
Right.
That was, I mean, in the old days, they were like incinerators. Like, you would put your trash in like these big barrels.
Right.
And you could just light a match and burn them. And it was all rusty.
Yeah.
So that was my memory of like, why is this rusty barrel next to this chalkboard?
Right.
You know, with this form. Now I call it a formula.
Yeah.
Which I had no idea what it was, you know, back then.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I told them the story and they're just like, this is amazing.
What were they saying?
Like, this is incredible. Yeah. This is incredible. And so you became more magical in their eyes.
Magical mama.
Magical mama.
Oh, I wish.
Well, can I tell a real quick story too? You know, your grandma, you know, and it's kind of a funny story. So I get a text from Greg this week. Uh-huh. And he had been watching with his girls some skateboard videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And this one skateboard video, I guess the language was really strong, really severe.
It had music in the background.
It had music. It was a rap song. It was kind of nasty. And then Greg had turned off and he says, oh my gosh, this music is so filthy. It's too filthy for me. It's too filthy for you. And then one of your grandchildren goes, oh my God, that song's so filthy. The only person that listens to this filthy song is grandma. She can listen to this filthy song. And I thought, oh, no truer words have been said. No truer words have been said. And so, which is funny because yesterday morning, as a family, dad wanted to create limericks.
Oh, right. Well, it is pretty funny because this man literally takes the Bible with him.
Yes.
Every day to work.
Right.
And when he has downtime, I don't know whether he uses it to get to sleep or actually read something. You know? So we're always surprised if he has something other than biblical sayings for us.
Right.
But he gave us a job.
Yes.
This week that we were supposed to do.
Right.
And we were supposed to do limericks.
Right.
Kind of like dirty limericks, I would say.
Well, only because
every limerick that we had to do this week for Norm had to end with diarrhea, diarrhea.
Right. And so I had mentioned this last night to people, too.
No, you didn't.
And it fell flat.
It did?
Like, we're not really into limericks, dirty limericks.
You mean to try it, you mean?
Yeah. I have a couple. And no one wanted to hear a couple.
What?
And I'm like, it's about diarrhea, diarrhea. Isn't that funny? And then, like, nobody was like, and no, it didn't catch.
Fell flat.
Yeah, so I want to say this.
How's that possible?
I don't know, because I find, well, first of all, Dad heard part of this on Bob and Tom, you know, a little bit. So he's like, I was rolling on the floor as I was listening to this, and I think we could do a better job coming up with these things. And then you decided that it should be a YouTube video, and we would call it never heard.
Right.
2017.
The 2017 edition of Diarrhea Limericks.
Yeah, Diarrhea Limericks.
Which meant then that there would be previous ones.
Right.
And then I decided that we would do like from the 1600s.
Yes.
Diarrhea Limericks, you know. It was like, thou hast landed on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
And, oops.
I like this. Got the black plague. Now that I'm dead, diarrhea, diarrhea. Like, is that too soon?
No, it's not too soon. We were trying to rhyme words with plague.
Yeah. And I said, oh, something about my leg.
Yeah.
My leg fell off. Got the black plague.
Diarrhea, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
So from this moment on, for like the next 5 minutes, you will hear the words diarrhea a lot. But is it only in jest?
It really is just, it's 2017.
Yes.
And I'm going to start out with a good one.
Okay,
go. I'm going to start with my mine.
I remember as kids, though, we used to have that. I think that was
It was something that I suggested to you guys after I got the smartest IQ test ever.
Right. Exactly. Then I just have balance.
And then I decided to dumb it down a little bit for you guys.
Exactly. Yeah, we got to have fun.
Yeah, so my first one was, let's see. Last night you were in my room. Now my bed sheets smell like you. Diarrhea, diarrhea.
Thanks to Ed Sheeran.
Thank you, Ed Sheeran.
Well, because you were struggling.
I was. I was not good at this.
And so you're just
And
like,
you had the best one. Can you do, well, one of the best ones that, can I say the.
Yeah, go for it.
You say it because it rhymes with raisins.
Oh, you like that one the most?
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah. Just ate a bunch of raisins. Wow, that looked amazing.
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 Diarrhea, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Come on, we all look. Don't think we don't look.
Then you had another one that was great, too.
Okay. Well, Dan had a couple, too. I'll start from the beginning because these are kind of fun. So this was mine. And, you know, because Dad was trying. And
Dad was doing pretty good because he really is the rhyming queen.
Well, here's one of his first ones. And I thought it had a little bit of, like, reflectiveness to it.
Okay.
If you want to make amends and you gave your body a cleanse.
Diarrhea. What was the one he had about the wedding?
Oh, that was a good one.
That was one. He was something about.
Yeah, well, here's one of mine.
Yeah.
If you ate a bad clam. And your butt's is in a jam.
Diarrhea.
Here's Daddy's. Another good one. Like reflective.
Again, he's good at this. Yeah.
Lousy food at the wedding. Didn't marry. Ended up with dysentery.
Diarrhea. I can't believe it fell flat.
I know. What's wrong with these people?
I can't believe it.
I don't know. They're not into laughing.
I thought I had the best one. Doug is a great big fat asshole. Diarrhea.
That's right.
It didn't rhyme, but it was truthful.
Doug called during this time. And so and for no reason, he was like, diarrhea. Like, whatever. I go, that was funny, Mom. This is another one of Dad's. And you said... You took it away from him.
I did.
Because you said, this was what I was thinking.
I was just thinking it. And
you
said
took
it first.
From you took it from my brain.
Right from his mind, yeah.
Yeah, my mind. And you said it. If you ate some gas station sushi and your pants are feeling kind of mushy.
diarrhea.
And then this is when Dad's, I think, fell flat.
Yeah.
Which Got one? Off the saddle.
Oh, yeah.
I felt a little rattle.
Yeah.
Oops.
diarrhea.
This was yours, and you said this didn't.
Did it fall flat?
Well, this one you just didn't know if you liked it that much. Mm-hmm. I ate some cheese curds.
Oh, we
found some slimy turds. diarrhea.
You know, you do go to the back about it has to have something to do with the food you eat,
yeah,
and what kind of pants you have on.
Exactly. Now, so I was trying to branch out a little bit.
Yeah.
Not to do food. So I go, on the toilet reading a book. Oh, my God, I don't dare look.
That was a good one.
Diarrhea.
Did I have one that was something like, I can't remember, but it was, you know, had some fried Pillsbury dough.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I went commando.
No.
Diarrhea.
I did not write that down because Elliot was on my lap.
Oh, yeah.
Needing lots of love and attention because he was like, you guys have been laughing for
too
over
much.
An hour.
This is crazy.
We were on the floor laughing, literally having diarrhea. Or peeing down my pants. One or the other. Drank too much booze. Woke up with a pants full of ooze.
diarrhea. Hey, what was the one? Do you remember? It was somebody was wearing shorts. And they had explosive some things that fell down into their cowboy boots.
Yeah, but remember you were telling it as a story, and none of it rhymed. And then you went diarrhea. So,
but it was
there was a
story.
Girl walking down in the middle of the Vatican.
Yeah,
she had shorts on. She had.
Wait, did you say Batcave?
No, Vatican.
Oh, Vatican. I did have one about the Batcave.
You did. It was
Batman, Robin, Alfred 2. ate some bad food in the bat cave and did a lot of poo. Diarrhea. So it's Batman, Robin, and Alfred too.
Went on a bean diet in June, and by 1st of July, my butt's singing a tune.
diarrhea.
So I went on a bean diet in June, but by mid-July, my butt's singing a different tune. Diarrhea. That's good. I like the ones that are kind of reflective in some like little interesting way.
Yeah, you did one that was like, I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree.
Diarrhea. Because then we were just starting to make like, what if, is it still funny if we just had like a very famous poem?
Yes.
And then add diarrhea to it.
Like, give me your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Diarrhea. No breathing. No more breathing. Stop. This was Normano's last one. Ate a big green apple, then I felt a crapple. We're starting to, like, it's starting to dwindle.
It's starting to dwindle.
And then, this is a good one. You came up with this one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to deal two more. Last two.
Okay.
These are both yours, and they both are great.
Really? I had some great ones?
Yes. You started getting to a little bit of a...
I found my stride. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no.
Now I finally found stride.
No!
Now I take my poop in pride.
No.
Diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
That was great.
I finally find my stride. I take my poop in pride. Diarrhea. That's so funny.
See, that is more cerebral than apple and crapple. Yeah. Yeah. Or cushy and sushi and mushy.
I think this was one we all tried to get together because you were really going for like, we've got to have one with explosion in it. Like,
that's right.
Explosion.
Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, something about that.
Right.
And you go, she was poetry in motion until she had a pants explosion.
Underpants explosion.
Okay, until she had an underpants explosion.
Yes.
Diarrhea. Yeah, that's right. So, honestly, if you can't create this and laugh for an hour, there's something wrong with you.
You bet. I was listening to this one guy who has to tell a story that... How much time do I have left? I want to tell a story real quick.
3, 4.
2 minutes?
Yes, 3 minutes.
Maybe. I can tell it, I think. This little kid, he's like 11 years old, and it's his first time away at camp. And it's a Jewish camp. I don't know what that has to do with anything. So they were celebrating Shabbat. And there's like a whole lot of food at this camp because they got to eat a certain like lot. And they dance Israeli dances during Shabbat. And so he's just running around like crazy.
Right.
And so then they go, lights out, everybody. Go back to your cabins and stuff. And so he goes back and he said that about 3 hours later, he wakes up. And he said, you know, I don't know if this is something that you people do, but you know when you have to go poop, he goes, sometimes you know, like, wait a minute, I only know I have a countdown.
Right.
If I don't, like, 10, 9, he said, I'm on the top bunk, and so it's like, I got this countdown, 10, 9, 8, I'm down on the floor, I slip my thongs on, 7, 6, I make it out the door, but I don't even make it to 1. I am just crapping everywhere.
Oh, no.
I just got a huge explosive diarrhea everywhere. And he said it's going in like a 360 degrees.
Oh, no.
And he's like trying to run to Noah's Ark, which is what the latrines were called at this Jewish camp.
Okay.
Noah's Ark. And he's trying so that there's like, it's like poop everywhere.
Oh,
shit,
man. No.
Everywhere.
No.
And all around he even has crap on the cabin. There's the door and everything. And he makes it to the latrine, and so he just gets under the shower. He takes all his clothes off, throws them away, and he gets a shower. But then he has to go back to the toilet. He does it 12 times, and so finally it's like about 5 o'clock in the morning, and it finally is like he's empty, he's clean, but he has no clothes because he threw them all away because they were all just filled with poop.
Yeah, you know? Right.
And so he just kind of decorates himself with like leaves and stuff and
why not, right?
Makes it back to to his room, and the kids are in his cabin are still sleeping.
Thank God.
And so he, you know, goes kind of gets like another hour or two of sleep in, and all of a sudden everybody wake up. And they go, what? He goes, have you heard about the bear? Hey, guys, hear about the bear? You guys were attacked by a bear last night.
Oh no!
And he's like, what's going on? And so the all the you know the camp counselors are out there, and they're, you know, they get them out of bed and stuff, and they're like, look, you guys were attacked by this bear shit in the woods everywhere. And he's like, thank you, Father God. There really is a God. Because nobody's going to blame me.
Right. Get a bear shit in the woods.
There's a bear shit in the woods. And so, and everybody's like coming from, you know, all these other different cabins to see this bear shit. And the counselors are going, I'm not really seeing bear shit like this. But, but anyway. And so he just feels like he's like the happiest guy in the world. They go to breakfast and stuff. And then he said sometime during lunch, one of the kid bullies, Jewish bully kid, you know, he came over and said, guess what I found in Noah's Ark in the trash can?
What?
To him. He goes, yeah, it looks like somebody's mother sewed his name in all his clothes. And so and he's like,
Busted. Poor little guy.
Yeah.
Aw. See, don't we all have those crap stories, though? Like, where.
I guess.
I don't think.
We turn him into a limerick.
Yeah, because you know what? We must turn our sorrow into joy eventually.
Make our crap into lemonade.
Exactly. Turn that frown upside down and make a smile. So we want to thank everybody for listening. No Lyme disease report this week. Status quo.
And the next time you hear from us, will we have seen the total eclipse of the sun?
No. But we will be en route.
We'll be en route. Oh, my God.
That'll be exciting.
Are we going to do the show remote?
Maybe.
Oh, my God, you guys.
That'd be kind of fun.
We're going to be doing the show from the Walmart parking lot in Carbondale, Illinois. Please stop by.
That's right.
Please stop by. And you can buy your glasses. We're selling them for the handy price of $20.
He's right. Exactly. Why not? Because it's going to be, at that point, let's face it.
Maybe even 50.
Yeah, it's a commodity at that point.
And we're going to be selling some fried dough.
That's right.
We're going to have the fried dough concession.
Exactly.
Instead of Cliff's Donuts. Christine Marie and Julie's Donuts.
Exactly.
Or we can call them Cronuts.
Yeah, or Banguettes or Fried Baguette. I don't know. Those isn't the next thing.
Beignets.
Beignets.
Or like, well, down south.
It's a muffin with a baguette. It's like or a muffin with a...
That's kind of like a new...
Brioche muffin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Brofin.
Brofin.
Something like that.
It's kind of like a bromance.
Yeah. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
It was great.